It's the eighth year the Athletic has done this, where they have ranked the NFL quarterbacks in the preseason, 34 of them. This is how they, here's the all-star voting panel. It includes 7 general managers, 5 head coaches, 11 coordinators, 15 executives, 7 quarterbacks coaches, 5 others working in the front offices or in other coaching capacities, and the suit. No, I was just kidding.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells fouled up.
That would just crush the credibility of the survey. All right, so here we go. Number one, there's a tie for first. They received each all 50 Tier 1 votes. Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers and Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. They are tied for first.
I'm okay with that. I would go Mahomes over Brady, but over Rodgers rather, but that's fine.
Well, they got all 50 votes. I mean, that's right. How they're doing that, picking one over the other to tie for first. Like, is this guy tier 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Well, each they're the two guys that got all 50 votes for tier 1. 3 is Tom Brady. He received 41 tier 1 votes, 9 tier 2 votes.
All right, also fair.
Number 4, Russell Wilson. 40 tier 1 votes, 10 tier 2.
Okay.
Now we get to number 5. Number 5 is interesting. And this is the last, by the way, of the tier 1s. He had 26 tier 1 votes, 23 tier 2 votes, and 1 tier 3 vote. Who is he? I don't think anybody's going to get this.
I'm going to go with Matt Stafford.
Deshaun Watson.
Ah. That is an interesting one, because talent-wise, I would probably be okay with that, but of course, there's the legal issues going on right now.
That's the issue. All of them try to take that off. They all say they tried to take that part off the table and just say, okay, this is what he is as a quarterback. So that's what they were trying to do. All right?
Well, that makes sense then.
As one guy said, he said, look, he throws with accuracy, he's got vision, he keeps plays alive, he can be scary. That's according to one secondary coach. He says, I feel like you could put him at 1, 2, or 4 and not be wrong. He says, who knows what's going to happen to him? He says, I'm going with 1. If he's on the field, he's a 1.
Now that I would disagree with.
What?
Him being a 1.
Well, he's saying that his point is, like, I don't know what to do with him. If he's actually going to play, you'd look at him that way. Tier 2, here's number 6. Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. He received 20 Tier 1 votes, 30 Tier 2s.
You know, see, why does Tier 1 have to be 5 quarterbacks, though?
It doesn't. He's Tier 2 based on your average number.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
His average comes out to 1.6. Watson's at 1.5. Wilson's 1.2. Brady's 1.18. And obviously, Mahomes and Rodgers are 1.0 even.
Okay. Now I understand.
So it's done on points.
I think that's sliding Josh Allen a little bit because you're ignoring a little bit by classifying him as a Tier 2 quarterback based on that criteria. I think you're sliding him a lot of what he did accomplish last year.
So skeptical takes on Allen note that he still makes mistakes unbecoming of top-tier quarterbacks, including an 18-yard sack and fumble with a game on the line against Indianapolis in the wild card. The Bills barely won the game, scored 10 points on offense against Baltimore the next week, but then lost by 2 touchdowns to Kansas City. He still has to keep getting better, and I think he will, as a passer in tight situations, said a former head coach. The gotta-have-it type of plays. You got to drop back, sit in the pocket, make the throws. He reverted back in the playoff game, took a 30-yard sack. It was actually 18. Spinning around with the ball and doing crazy stuff. Said that is what happens. That's what makes you a tier two for the moment, not tier one. Tie for seventh. Matthew Stafford of the Rams. And Lamar Jackson of the Ravens. Stafford received 4 Tier 1 votes, 38 Tier 2, 8 Tier 3s. Jackson received 4 Tier 1 votes, 38 2s and 8 3s. Voters do not think that adding talent at wide receiver will transform the Ravens' offense the way Stephon Diggs' addition catapulted Josh Allen in Buffalo. Their athleticism is what carries them and maybe opens up some things, but if you can keep them in the pocket, they are just guys. There is no question they are going to win games because of Lamar, but will they ever be good enough to win a championship with him? It's a big question. Lamar Jackson is 7 on here. We're talking about the Athletic, and they talked to 50 different people, I mean, from head coaches to assistants to coordinators to personnel directors. I mean, all across the board. Some are active. Most are active. Some are retired. When it came to the top quarterbacks, it obviously was Mahomes and Rodgers tied for first, Brady's third, Russell Wilson fourth, Deshaun Watson 5, Josh Allen 6. Now we get to 7. Okay. So when we get to 7, it is the tie between Matthew Stafford and Lamar Jackson. Now, Jackson is always going to be a very interesting case for anybody. My stance on Jackson is this. If your philosophy is to play with the lead, he's your guy. And you know how strongly I feel about playing with the lead. That is the way to play, is playing with the lead. Right? No getting around it. You always want to play with the lead. Always. And but there's going to be those moments where you've got to do something to come back. I mean, those moments exist. You have to have the ability to come back. The problem with Jackson is here's what separates ones and twos here. If Patrick Mahomes is down 2 touchdowns with 10 minutes left, can he win?
Almost definitely.
Can Rodgers?
Yes.
Can Brady?
Yes.
Can Wilson?
Mostly yes.
Can Jackson?
No, absolutely not.
And that's the difference. Jackson is a fabulous front-running quarterback. And I mean that in the highest regard. That he's a fabulous front-runner. In other words, that's not a put-down. That is who he is. That's who he is, okay? He is a fabulous front-running quarterback. No getting around it. When he's in front, oh, my goodness. When he is in front, he is just spectacular. But when he's behind and now they know you have to throw it and his legs aren't as much of a factor, it does become an issue. It does become an issue. And that's what puts him in. And he's probably going to be in this spot the rest of his career. There could be a lot of people that are supporting him. And I understand that. Okay. He certainly has earned support. They're 31-10 when he starts. Pretty good. And when the Ravens are in front, because they need a formula to win with him, right? And he really is who he's going to be. He's really not. I can't see him getting better as a passer. I really can't. And there's always going to be this question as to whether he's good enough to win a championship for you. Now, if he goes out and just proves it, he proves it. He obviously must have gotten some tier one votes. Yeah, he got 4. Yep. Stafford got 4 as well. Dak Prescott is 9. 1 tier 1 vote, 41 tier 2s, 8 tier 3s. And, of course, you look at his numbers. In the first 4 games of last season, they were off the charts. 400 almost every time out. And to be honest with you about Prescott, he's one of those guys that very quietly goes about his business, and when the day's done, you look around and go, hey, he's got great numbers. Meanwhile, at number 10, guess who's number 10? You can do it. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Number 10.
Come on. You can do it. Near and dear to your heart.
It's not Carson, is it?
Oh, no. It's Justin Herbert of the Chargers.
I was just saying, that threw me off for a sec when you said near and dear.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
All right. So he received 4 Tier 1 votes, 37 Tier 2, 7 Tier 3s, and 2 Tier 4s. I'll be just absolutely straight with you. There's just no getting around it. There is no way in the planet I expected him to have the rookie season he had. Okay? I don't know about you.
Oh, same here. Yeah.
There's no way I thought in the world he would have the rookie season he did. I watched him in Oregon. I was like, yeah, okay. You know, I was less kind of like, all right. Sure. He's all right. But yeah, I was surprised. I really was, by how well he performed with the Chargers last season. Really was. So he's 10th. Like, okay, he's 10th. Now we get to number 11. Matt Ryan, Atlanta Falcons. 32 Tier 2 votes, no Tier 1s. 18 Tier 3s. 12. He's electric. Kyler Murray. 30 Tier 2 votes, 18 Tier 3. Actually got 2 Tier 4s. Supremely talented. He's shown enough early to feel good about him, said one offensive coach. Brock Heward, though, said he was hearing from the Cardinal sources that the quarterback was laser-focused on Sunday. He loved to compete, but that laser focus is not there Monday through Saturday. Yikes. We'll see. Also, Murray's production faded statistically over the final 8 games of last season. 13, Ryan Tannehill, Tennessee Titans. 27 Tier 2 votes, 23 Tier 3s. One former head coach said, quote, he is a 2 for sure, and he may be verging on a 1, but he has been helped by a system that has been very beneficial to him. Now he's going to be helped even more so, not only having Derrick Henry, but having Julio Jones is going to help. Remember, Tannehill started his career at Texas A&M as a wide receiver and then was converted to quarterback, and he became a first-round pick. This is typical of most quarterbacks, and Josh Allen is the same way. Now, we look at this past weekend. Oh, look at what Fields did. Oh, Lawrence. Hey, look at Trey Lance. We're always in that snapshot moment. Just let it breathe. It takes time. It takes time. Josh Allen's taking time. Tannehill's a perfect example. He's not the same quarterback now as he was with Miami. Look at him now. He plays very well. Tennessee's lucky to have him. I never would have said that years ago about Ryan Tannehill. But you have to allow it. We don't allow for growth in anything anymore. I mean, my goodness. I mean, if we had the same attitude now as 20 years ago, somebody else would be doing shikalimi football. Oh, sorry. It's a different topic. 14. Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals. 27 Tier 2s, 17 Tier 3s, 6 Tier 4 votes.
Now, that's a little high for me, but okay.
Well, I thoroughly agree with what this statement from a head coach is. I thoroughly agree with this. I just feel like that kid has got something to him. And how many times did you hear me say that last year about him? There's something about him that you just like. I think he gives, when he's playing, he gives the Bengals a chance to win. I'm not saying they're going to win, but you feel like he gives them a chance to win.
While that it's true, I want to see him do it first before I give them that label.
Oh, yeah. Well, but I'm saying you just feel like, look, he can't help how bad his defense is. You can't. I mean, look, when Andy Dalton was there, Andy Dalton and we'll get to Dalton a little bit later in this, but Dalton is one of those guys that needs really good personnel around him to succeed, that if he has to pull it off himself, he can't. Okay? Joe Burrow did not have Mohamed Sanu. He didn't have, you know, some of the other guys in there that Dalton had. I mean, really good players. There's been times where he had to do it himself. One defensive coach said, look, talented guy, really is stronger in the pocket than you think. He's got elusiveness to him. I think the accuracy is also top-notch. That's a big part. The accuracy part is huge. And as this coach said, I just feel like that kid, this is a different coach, has got something to him. It's hard to explain. He has great confidence, great swagger. You can tell he's smart. He does the right thing. He just has to play more football. He's heading in the right direction. Now, the key is going to be he played 11 games last year, and obviously he's coming off an injury, so we'll see how he reacts to the injury. That's big. Now we get to the Tier 3 guys. Tier 3, ladies and gentlemen. Been waiting for Tier 3. The moment has now arrived for Tier 3. First up in Tier 3 is our number 15 quarterback, Derek Carr, Las Vegas Raiders. He received 22 Tier 2 votes, 28 Tier 3 votes. Actually, he's up six spots. As one executive said, your eyes tell you he's a three sometimes, and there are times he's a two. It's that inconsistency that plagues him at times. Extremely accurate. He's got a beautiful, as beautiful a stroke as you'll find. Most people will say if the pocket is tight, that's probably when his play descends. Number 16, Ben Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh Steelers. Down eight spots from a year before.
Yeah, that's a disgrace that you've got Derek Carr, Joe Burrow, Matt Stafford ahead of Ben Roethlisberger. I'm sorry. That's a disgrace.
One Tier 1 vote, 19 Tier 2s, 27 Tier 3s, 3 Tier 4s. Roethlisberger, this is the eighth year of it. He's never been ranked lower than eighth previously. Never. They lost, as one defensive coordinator said, they lost their run game, had a couple of guys hurt on defense, and it was up to Ben to carry them over the final five games. He needs a lot more help at this stage of his career. One voter was watching to see how Roethlisberger looked from a conditioning standpoint before betting on him.
Oh, enough with the conditioning. Like, it's enough with that already. The dude is 38 years old. He knows how to get ready for a season. That is the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard. And whoever gave him Tier 4 votes, you don't know what you're watching. You just don't.
The way their season ended created bias in how people view the Steelers, this one coach said. Their defense got absolutely shredded by Cleveland. Ben, though, did complete 47 passes for more than 500 yards and four touchdowns. The pure player, he's a guy that can put a team on his back and can win every game on the schedule. A GM, though, said Roethlisberger would still scare opponents in a playoff game, but admitted it might be more off a reputation. When you are a statue, you have to get rid of the ball quick, said the executive who placed Roethlisberger in the Tier 4 area. They did that. When you took that away, he could not do anything. Maybe he turns into a three if they get a running game going with Najee Harris. But they have an offensive coordinator who has never called a play in the NFL before. So I'm not sure what I'm going to be looking at. I think Ben is almost to the 19th hole.
Pretty much all those arguments are totally ludicrous. We're gonna blame the offensive coordinator. We're going to blame the defense getting shredded against Cleveland as why he can't play anymore.
No, it was that guy was praising Roethlisberger, saying the defense got shredded through for 504.
Oh, okay.
He was actually giving him credit.
Okay.
And that was the one guy that gave him a Tier 1 vote.
I just realized I'm going through my head of what big name hasn't been mentioned yet, and that would be him. And yeah, that's an absolute disgrace.
17 is Baker Mayfield, right behind him. 17 Tier 2 votes. 33 Tier 3s. One evaluator compared Mayfield to Andy Dalton in his prime. when Dalton was at his best in 2015. The Bengals were ranked fifth on defense and special teams that year. He does get the benefit of a great offensive line. He has a great running game, but I do think he's the one that makes things go. When Odell got hurt and they started to take off, I think that was because Baker could be more of himself. If you truly are a product of the talent that is out there, then you're truly a number three. You lose an all-pro wide receiver and you play your tail off, that shows me a lot more. But his play improved when they relied on him to use other weapons. 18 is Kirk Cousins, Minnesota Vikings. 7 Tier 2 votes, 43 Tier 3s. By the way, just one quick note, there will be no Washington football team quarterback in this, okay, just so everybody knows. There's nobody in the, well, I guess, well, they have Fitzpatrick, right?
As of now, yeah.
Yeah, okay, he is actually on here. Because the other kid who played in the playoff game.
Yeah, Tyler Heinicke.
Yeah, hasn't played enough.
Yeah.
That's why he's not on here.
That's
fair. Kirk Cousins finished the 2020 season fourth in yards per attempts, sixth in passing yards, and so forth. If you look at his stats, he's a tier two all day, every day. I have some problems with him, though. Off schedule, it is tough. When the guy is open, there's no one more accurate. When the picture's not perfect, he's not. And that really is a good description of Kirk Cousins. He has good games, and then he has other games where he has the daylights kicked out of him. He struggles to win big games, and there is a fear factor to his game when you see him up close if you're in the division. He's good at play action. He's really good at moving the pocket. He's a good athlete. His accuracy is good. I don't know that he's going to win the whole thing, but I think he can be a playoff guy. 19 tied at 19. Jared Goff, Detroit Lions. 5 Tier 2 votes, 43 Tier 3s, 2 Tier 4s. Tied with Carson Wentz of the Indianapolis Colts. Wentz got 9 Tier 2 votes, 35 Tier 3s, and 6 Tier 4s. If he plays like he did in Philadelphia, he is Drew Locke. He just does dumb things, said an offensive play caller. Right now, from the neck up, he's broken. Frank Reich is going to have to sort him out. Frank is good. Frank can do that. If Wentz could ever capture what he had that first year and the confidence, he is a 4 until then. Carson's biggest issue is he tries to hit home runs, said another voter. That is why he holds on to the ball and takes sacks. That is why he gets hurt running around. He has not mastered live to play another down mentality. Throw the check down, just let it go. The psychology of the situation last year fed into that. I have to make these plays to show them I'm still the guy. No one reeled him in. The partnership with Frank, the good defense, they'll play the game a little bit different. I think he will surprise people this year. A defensive coordinator said he thought the Eagles had too many former coordinators on their offensive staff.
All's fair.
Number 21. Very good. Number 21 here. Let's see. Every once in a while you hit a picture. You shouldn't hit the picture. There we go. Number 21 is Jimmy Garoppolo, San Francisco 49ers. Of course, he's quarterbacked this team to a Super Bowl before. Let's see. What are the Jimmy Garoppolo votes here? I guess we're at the top of the hour, right? We still haven't gotten around to your guy yet.
I figured.
We'll do that in the next half hour. Maybe. We got a ways to go. Garoppolo got 1 Tier 1 vote, 6 Tier 2s, 37 Tier 3s, and 6 Tier 4s. Number 22, Daniel Jones, New York Giants. 1 Tier 1 vote, 28 Tier 3s, 20 Tier 4s, 1 Tier 5.
He got a Tier 1 vote. That's also ridiculous, but okay.
No, I'm sorry. It was 1 Tier 2 vote.
Okay. All right. That's better.
1 Tier 2, 28 Tier 3s, 20 Tier 4, 1 Tier 5. Let's say the biggest thing about him that scares you is his ability to run. He also, he broke, if he didn't trip and fall, how far did he go against the Eagles?
Yeah, we're talking about a god-awful defense last year that allowed that he tripped up.
But he can run, though. He can run. He's built to be a 7-on-7 quarterback, right? The problem is too many turnovers, way too many turnovers.
Right.
23 is Ryan Fitzpatrick. One tier two vote, 25 tier threes, 21 tier fours, and 3 tier fives. And look, he's the consummate backup. You know, I mean, when he's, you know, he can win a game or two for you, there's no doubt. 24, as we make the transition from tier three to tier four. So now we're in tier four. 24 is
Jalen Hurts.
Sam Darnold, Carolina Panthers. We're not up to your guy yet. 23 tier 3 votes, 27 tier 4s. 25 is? Come on.
Drew Locke.
Jameis Winston. Two tier 2s, 16 tier 3s, 30 tier 4s. And two tier fives. I watched Winston this offseason, still saw a lot of good things said an offensive coach. I think he's still a very good quarterback. I think he's actually a very good pocket passer. He threw a lot of interceptions, but part of that is Bruce Arians' high-risk pass offense in Tampa. And it brought out the worst instincts of Winston, and that a more selective menu actually helps him be more efficient.
I think that's working out pretty good for Tom Brady, though, isn't it? Just saying.
Number 26, Teddy Bridgewater. 19 tier 3s, 27 tier 4s, 4 tier 5s.
Yeah, Brady threw 12 picks last year. So, stop it.
He's a tier 1.
But I'm saying, using that as a lame excuse for Jameis Winston and why he stinks... He threw 30 interceptions. I don't care if you're in what system you're in.
Are we up to your guy yet? No. Okay. 27, Cam Newton. 19 tier 3s, 26 tier 4s, 5 tier 5s.
And I would actually put Cam Newton in front of Jameis Winston.
A large block of voters think Newton is damaged beyond repair and headed for an early exit to turn it over to Mac Jones. One voter said, though, I disagree and think people have short memories. Week 2 last season, he was 1 yard away from beating Seattle on his way to a 3-0 start before landing on the COVID list. He goes 7-8 as a starter for Bill Belichick, who now has loaded up the roster. I think Cam looks more the part in 2021 than he did last season. There's another evaluator, though, says he looks like he's playing in the sandlot. He's still a big body that's going to be a threat with his legs, but his accuracy, he just sprays the ball all over the field. His feet are never set. His arm angle is always changing when it doesn't have to be. I was shocked to watch it last year, to be honest with you. One GM said, I think he's broke. No, he's no longer has the elite traits to compensate for injuries. Number 28 is... Come on.
Jalen Hurts.
Andy Dalton.
You got to be kidding me. I'm sorry.
He's the same as Teddy Bridgewater to me, a very similar guy, said an offensive coach. They got problems in Chicago because they're going to have to play that young quarterback early, if not right away. And it's all over if that kid doesn't play. Says, when they were good in Cincinnati, it was because he had A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Tyler Eifert, Gio Bernard, and Rex Burkhead, and the quarterback just had to go to the right spot and get the ball there. I think that's who he is. I don't think his game gets affected by aging much. He's always been a distributor. When he played and was healthy last year, I thought he actually showed some stuff, but he's a distributor, not a difference maker.
Yeah, and there's a reason why Justin Fields was traded up for to be drafted by the Bears.
Right. Well, and there's a reason why Andy Dalton's there. The same reason that Kurt Warner was there. The Giants had Kurt Warner before they had Eli Manning. Number 29. I mean, you want to be able to... You're trying to do this... You always want to play a guy one game too late than one game too early.
Agreed. No, that's fine, but I'm just saying in terms of this ranking, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
what the Bears are doing is fine.
They're rating the guys that have played. They're not ranking the rookies. They're not here.
Right. No, I get that. I'm just saying it doesn't really make sense.
There are 32 teams. He's ranked 28th. Come on. Well, they didn't rank him four.
I'll finish this argument when Jalen Hurts, we finally get to him, and we'll go from there. Because I want to see where actually he's picked.
29 is Tua Tagovailoa. Look at these teams with good defenses that didn't do everything they could to get Brady. Miami, the Rams, Washington, and maybe even New England could be reviewing hotel layouts near SoFi Stadium right now if they had Brady. I just did not see enough from Tua last year, and the fact that he was benched was not good. Buffalo blew them out by 30 in the final game of the year when they were playing for the playoffs. I just didn't see anything out of Tua that made me think this kid has a chance. He's 6 foot, he's left-handed, not very athletic. Remember how he got hurt at Alabama. He got hurt rolling out, and I pointed this out on the time. He doesn't run well. He also at Alabama was surrounded by tremendous talent. An evaluator called Tagovailoa very similar to Andy Dalton. He has capabilities, really good feet, gets the ball out in a hurry. People get twisted because he's not Kyler Murray and squirreling around. He is not that kind of guy. He is decisive. He is a quick decision maker who does get the ball out early. Number 30, Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia Eagles. He received 4 Tier 3 votes, 44 Tier 4 votes, 3 Tier 5s.
And that's fine. That's not surprising.
And here's the first part of the evaluation. The Eagles own 2 picks in the 2022 draft and could add a third one if Wentz plays for the Colts enough to upgrade that pick from 2nd to 1st. Voters think there's a good chance that draft capital will have Philadelphia land its next quarterback, not Jalen Hurts. Here's the evaluation. He was a high school state champ, won a championship at Alabama, transferred to Oklahoma, went to the college football playoff, said a former head coach. Although he is not accurate in all areas, he's kind of like Donovan McNabb. He's a leader. He's going to succeed because he's going to will himself to succeed if he put in half a team around him. He is mentally tougher than 18 of the starting quarterbacks in the league right now, and I agree with that.
I 100% agree with that
mentally
myself.
Mentally tough guy.
Yep.
An offensive coordinator, though, rejected the winner angle. Please. He went everywhere he went because the places he went were Oklahoma and Alabama. He does have all those extra things, the toughness, the grit. He just can't throw it well enough and accurately enough. And I don't think he's going to turn into Dak Prescott. I don't think he has that level of skill passing-wise or just doesn't have the arm talent. I don't dislike him. I think he's a real starting... I just don't think he's a real starting definitive NFL guy. I'm not buying the package. And to be honest with you, that's how I feel about him. That's exactly how I feel. Like, you go to Alabama, you go to Oklahoma, you look around, and on a college level, the embarrassment of riches. Now, he's got the ticker. He is tough as nails. And he's a team guy. He just is not accurate enough throwing the football, and never has been. Never has been. I mean, even last year, wow, look at the 4 games. I mean, what was his completion percentage?
No, they weren't. Well, I would say...
In a league where you got to be 65%, he was 52%.
Yeah, and it went down every game. The Saints game was his peak point, and things kind of went down a little bit once there was tape. So I'm not ready to say he's going to be a Dak Prescott like some people think he is, but I think he can be a successful quarterback.
I don't. I really don't. I think he's a stopgap. In other words, he can be a starting quarterback for teams in the league, but he's going to be that stopgap guy that gets you to your next quarterback. I really believe that.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles go that route either, if they were to get that third first-round pick.
And to be honest with you, he does have a strong arm. I mean, he has. There's no question he has a strong arm to go with his legs and the heart. But the problem is he's not accurate enough throwing the ball in a league where accuracy is at a premium. Drew Lock is 31. He received 5 Tier 3 votes, 37 Tier 4s, and 6 Tier 5s. Locke is one of 32 quarterbacks with at least 16 starts the past two seasons. Athletic, huge arm, talent, but very up and down, just like he was in college. Very up and down. Very up and down. And his conventional numbers through 18 starts look very much like Christian Ponder, Blake Bortles, and Brock Osweiler.
Oof.
This one executive said, love the athlete, love the size, love the arm strength, but I don't think he's ever going to be able to process everything. Well, anyway, I have three quarterbacks left. Number 32, Tyrod Taylor. 8 Tier 3 votes, 30 Tier 4s, 12 Tier 5s. He's on the list because of the Deshaun Watson situation. There's one thing about him. When he was with Buffalo from 15 to 17, they were 22-20. And here's the difference with him. Tyrod Taylor, to his credit and to his detriment, to his credit, Tyrod Taylor is absolutely careful with the football. To his detriment is that he's also absolutely careful with the football. There are moments when you need to come back that the careful play is not the play. Where suddenly you need, I'm down two scores. I need points in a hurry. And guess what? I can't have the 12-play drive that eats up 6 minutes where you're dink and dunk down the field because you're careful with it. That's the big problem with him. 33, Taysom Hill, New Orleans Saints. Says here, according to one coordinator, while he would be a far greater option for Philadelphia than Jalen Hurts, we think, no, I'm just kidding.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Most voters do not think he can be effective over a full season. Athletic, but I don't know that it is a wow enough factor to say it is going to lift him to the next level, said a coach who faced Hill. I don't always believe in this, but he does have that presence about him. I give him credit. He's got confidence. Guys respond to him. Maybe that's the thing that puts him over the edge. I don't know that he's super talented if you really get down to it from an arm talent standpoint, but there is an undefinable quality about him. And here's the difference between, now he's only done this in selected moments. Here's the difference between he and Hurts. Okay? Hurts last year, limited time, okay? 52% completions. You know what Hill's completion percentage is in his career? 70. He only has 4 picks, touchdowns and 3 picks, though. One guy said, and I think this is accurate, I still see him as a situational guy, and I think they'll use him that way. And number 34, who is dead last on this deal? Who's dead last? Come on.
See, I thought it was going to be Tyrod Taylor.
No. Come on.
Is it Nick Foles?
Joe Flacco. Your guy.
Oh.
Your guy. He was tier 2 from 14 to 16. They've only done this 8 years. Right? He was tier 2 from 14 to 16. Slipped to tier 3, 17 to 19. Did not appear last year. And Joe Flacco is on the record as saying his main job is to play football, not to be a mentor. That's who you're going to have helping Jalen Hurts? That's your guy.
Listen, if it gets to that point, then there's going to be more problems anyway.
He knows a lot of football, but he's expressionless.
That is certainly true.
Of course he is. Look where he is.
Yeah.
He throws one touchdown pass to Watkins. You already got him in the Super Bowl.
Listen, I was just pleasantly surprised. Well, let's see how things go against the Pats and against a good defense, too, and we'll see.
What good is a pocket quarterback who can't scramble and doesn't want to be hit and won't stand in there 0.3 seconds longer than he needs to get the ball to Robbie Anderson, said one voter. That's not good.
Yeah.
My
All I'm saying
is
the young guys should be down here, but they should be given a little bit more of a chance because of their ceiling. And guys like, and journeyman guys like Flacco now, Fitzpatrick, Taysom Hill, all those guys, they should be the ones that are last, in my opinion. But Tyrod Taylor and the like. But I get this is off last season.
Well, remember, Taysom Hill, when he played, was effective. Joe Flacco was not. That's the difference. That's why it is the way it is.
No, you know, I'm fine with that. I mean, although I think Taysom Hill's just a gadget guy and not shouldn't be considered a quarterback, but whatever. Yeah.
I mean, they speak highly of you.
Apparently.
They love you. So there you go. There's your list. We went through everybody on the show. Everybody.